Jazz and AJ Week in Review. A behind-the-scenes look back at everything that happened this week. Good and bad. The Jazz and AJ Week in Review. Download every Friday and tune in again to the live show Monday morning starting at 5:30 a.m.
Welcome to the Jazz and AJ in the Morning. Whatever.
Yeah.
Podcast.
Very, very better.
I'm guessing I'm on vacation now. Nice. Welcome to the Chaz and AJ Week in Review podcast. I'm Chaz. That's AJ.
Hey.
Pam's over there.
Hey.
Phil's over there.
Hey.
He's not locked out. And Dave Riley is sitting in.
Hey.
I'm sitting in.
Yeah.
Yes.
So you want to start with Phil locking himself out?
Yes.
Anything that we didn't get a chance to talk about on the air because we spent a lot of time on it?
Just that I almost broke my hand banging on the door down there.
Were you like really like pounding on it?
Yeah.
How did we hear you down all the way up here?
I didn't know if there was someone else in the building. Like there's that security guy that's here sometimes.
Yeah.
I didn't know. So
it feels bad being out there. As a guest that has to show up here locked up. It's bad. It doesn't feel well.
But he has stuff to do. So.
Yeah, no, so that's what I'm saying. And my point is that just me being here, not being able to, again, I can only imagine how Phil felt. So
I did feel a slight
sympathizing,
vibration.
Empathizing with Phil for a moment. Just for a moment. I'm over it.
He rips me to pieces.
I felt a slight vibration under my foot at
good,
one point.
He's going to be good cop and bad cop. Sorry, AJ, what'd you say?
I felt a slight vibration under one foot earlier. Was that you banging on the door? The vibration to the
probably.
Building? Right. Look at the water, like Jurassic Park. Doink, doink.
Phil, during a break, ran downstairs to get his headphones and forgot his key card and got himself locked out.
And cell my phone. Yeah. Otherwise, I would have called
the hotline.
It was like Survivor for him out there.
But didn't you think at the end of the break, one of us would come down and get you?
I couldn't think anything.
We were
like, I was so mad,
full panic mode,
and I'm like, they have to know that I'm not back. Like, they have to know. And then because I was thinking, like, if you saw at the beginning of the song that I wasn't there, because usually we're like, you know, taking calls, and you'd be like, why the fuck aren't these calls being screened? Where the fuck is someone? Go check Phil. So then we're like, when multiple minutes were going by, which feel like hours because you're just standing there. There's nothing you can fucking do. There are people driving by and like you're lost. Like you're in the middle of the fucking ocean and there's nothing going on.
People
like that's how lonely you feel out there.
You would have had to climb a tree over here for him to see you.
Dave,
that would be fun.
That would have been fun. It's like you look out and you see Phil up in the tree.
Yeah.
I didn't know what was going on.
Hey, that monkey looks a lot like Phil.
So it's weird because you think about like how important a cell phone is today.
Yeah.
And it's like, now I don't know what to do. Do I just stand here and wait at the fucking door?
Yeah.
Or do I try to run over here to the studio window and see if I can tell them like, hey, I'm fucking locked out. And like wave my
even
like,
if you did that, so
you
I
wouldn't get because there's no way you can't see, it's,
so
it's too dark.
I didn't know you had an intern stuffed in the corner over
no,
here.
No, we didn't know he was here.
He had no idea.
Though.
Like, did we ever get the time how long he fucking sat there?
3 minutes and 30 seconds from when the break started to when you were first like, oh, you're here.
But didn't you have two interns here?
Oh, it was only 3 minutes.
So three and a half
it.
Minutes,
3.5 minutes. But Jacob didn't show up until 8.
Oh, right. So he
yeah,
was
so
here,
Brad was here at 4:45. He comes in and they have a routine where I'm like, you're going to find dumbass.
No one cares.
You're going to do this, blah, blah, blah.
It's 3.5 minutes. He fucking sat there. Look at the key. This is where the key is. Mm-hmm. Where Pam's sitting, that's where Brad's sitting.
Yep.
So he looks right. He sees the key.
Mm-hmm.
All this shit's going on. He doesn't think.
Did he know you were going to your car?
Now
the person I directly report to is locked out because I could see his key right there. They're wondering on the air, contemplating where he is. I'll use the key and I'll run down. It took him a long. That's a long time for him to just sit there.
So to answer Pam's question, yes,
but I like
told
Brad.
I went down.
I was
telling Brad that I was going down to get my headphones. So if you count, Chaz, like you said, it's a 4 minute commercial break,
and then
a four minute song. Then it's 3.5 minutes.
Yeah.
So it's over 10 minutes.
Yeah. So he should have looked over, saw the key.
It should take at most.
I
half
blame
that
Brad.
Of time.
It is Brad.
Yeah.
But the other thing is.
Poor Brad.
Don't ever go camping or anything in the woods, Phil, because if you can't survive in a parking lot.
I didn't say he couldn't survive.
You're
that's not
freaking out.
That's not what I was
scared.
Freaking out about.
You're scared.
No, that, oh, come
yeah,
on. You did.
Yeah.
You were saying how like it felt you were outside.
No, yeah. No, you
you're
missed
not
raped.
You did not understand my message. My message
you
is
freak out
there's
in,
no
in
one
stressful
to communicate
situations.
With. When all I want to do is get back into there's no reason for me to be out there. I can't do anything out there. I don't mind sitting out there
he
if it's
scared.
A fucking Saturday morning watching
right.
the sunset or whatever.
I think,
but like
I think
when I'm
scared.
At work, I don't want to be out in the fucking parking lot. Like,
well, nobody does. Right. But here's the thing. Like, again, I got to see what I look like being ridiculously mad over something fucking stupid. So it was nice to look at it and say, is that how stupid I look when I get that mad? Right. So, Phil, like, we talked about this off the air. Like, okay, so you're going for a break, right? The station survives. I press the button. We go to stuff. Mm-hmm. Guess what? If you if you got in your car and you were like, fuck this, fuck them, and drove away, the show would go right on until 10.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever comes on after, depending on the station, would come on, and it would be like we'd miss you, but it would go on. Now, if I did the same thing, if I went to the bathroom and just never came back, got my car, I was like, fuck this place, right? And left, you guys would figure it out. The show would go on, right?
He just smiled a little bit. And that's the thing. Like,
so in he did.
Oh my god!
Finally,
AJ, like I beat off to that every morning. I think it out.
I've been waiting 20 years.
Why don't you try?
Just drive away. Just
go. You guys don't know me at all.
But the only point I'm trying to make is missing a break. I know the pressure that you put on yourself to make sure that everything we need is all done and you're losing your window and all that. But in the bigger picture of it, like I learned early in my career, I was doing the night show. I got some good ratings. My head got big.
Right.
The boss called me in the office, bitched me out, said, and if you even think about fucking talking about this in your vindictive tone tonight, you'll pay. I'm like, okay. So I go on the air and I'm like, well, I could talk about not talking about it, right? So I go on the air and I say to my intern, does it look like my ass got chewed out? I can't really talk about it. About 40 minutes later, the ceiling tiles are shaking. I look and out to my left down the studio hallway and I see a massive man coming towards me. He's about 50 feet away. I could see the vein. And he's yelling at me, did I not tell you not to fucking talk about this on the air? Minutes later, I'm in my car driving down the road, listening to my show. What was my show? A DJ comes on and acts like I never even existed. Said the call letters, da-da-da, here's Zeppelin.
Life went on.
And right there, I learned that's how fast you can be replaced. And that lesson right there, like, I'm always like, every show is your last show. You know, so when you were that freaked out over it, I realized the window was closing, the time and this and that, but we'll get through it all.
Yeah,
I know that. I know.
But after all of that, when you were that pissed, we wait for those moments. Mm-hmm. Like that was a moment that in infamy.
Oh, trust me.
Right. We only had that.
Right.
Like you talking, like my thought was, all right, you don't want to do this on the air. For whatever reason, but let's record it and then we could edit out what shouldn't be on the air.
Right.
And when you didn't want to record it, that pissed me off.
I was mad, dude. Oh, I didn't want to talk to anybody.
Once you did that, when you turned the volume up on me, I'm like,
oh yeah,
I gotta go.
We are always saying we're looking for things like this to happen because it's like,
it's real.
Radio gold. It's a real thing.
It's real.
Nobody cares about the weather and the sports and the traffic.
Yeah, like this is more fun. Exactly.
I was the listener on the way in.
A clip that we had of what, like, I don't even remember what clips we played today. Yeah. I remember this conversation.
No, but I was the listener coming in.
Because we spent 4 hours on it.
That's what I'm saying.
It was the best.
And we spent 4 hours on the clips. You know
this is more interesting than talking about whatever that football player's hand being blown off.
But hearing you pissed off on there, that was the I was laughing so hard I almost had to pull over.
It's so funny. And it's like this things when it's happening to Phil, who's the fact checker, who knows every, like, you know, you're always like the more buttoned up, I would say. Person,
you're the professional,
like you and Chaz are like the buttoned up one. I mean, AJ's
you're
buttoned
the
up
dad
too,
of
but
the
we're
show.
like me and AJ are kind of like, you know, the messes almost.
We're in the monkey cage. It is what it is.
Right. So when you see the person that never really screws up that much mess up something, it's like, oh my god, yes.
If you had a meltdown on the air, it would have been terrible. Oh. But it's okay. You had a bad day. You came right back. It took you like a half an hour to shake it off.
It took a good half hour.
But You came back.
Once a month, I would lock him up on purpose.
I'm surprised.
Just for good radio. I would so no. just, like, send him outside to change the code.
Dave, I've been thinking now, like, what can we do once in a while just to freak him out? You know, because, like, it'd be the best. He's exactly. the best when he gets pissed.
I say we hobble him in the parking lot so he can't get back in. That would yeah. be great. Let him sit out there.
Tiger traps.
Right. Fucking misery.
Yeah.
But who's the smart one here, right? He was smart enough not to talk on the air, right? Like, I do it when I get mad, I pay for it for years.
Yep.
You can't take that shit back once it's
yep,
out
once
there.
Once it comes nope. out.
Yeah.
I was so mad. I was so embarrassed. I was so mad. I didn't know what was going to happen if I just started talking because I was fucking mad.
Yeah.
I was so mad.
Ah.
And I knew, like, you're trying to convince yourself, like, all right, you fucked up, but like they kind of fucked. But you know, you yeah. did this to yourself.
Yeah, but nobody right.
you
ever
fucking
to be
ran
wrong.
Out of here.
Well, I just love
you
the image
your headphones.
Of an enraged Phil down at the door, hurting his hand, banging on the glass,
I love it.
Picturing us upstairs
laughing,
knowing which
it's happening,
which was
which
happening.
Is what we were doing.
Yeah.
Can I mention? I'm so glad you gave me the microphone to share with Phil right now.
You lose your eardrum.
He's yelling in my ear for like the last 10 minutes.
We were eventually going to come down. We weren't going to stop the show, though, to like we didn't think, honestly, anything really bad happened.
But you're still going to take a long dump.
Yeah.
I thought that could be it, that maybe you had to go to the bathroom.
Little, okay.
But you would have said that.
Intestinal distress.
Fine. But I've always been honest. If I have to leave, that I leave. And I have never just walked out on a break.
Right. Unless you have to run suddenly.
I've never
so from now on,
it.
What is the policy going to be? After what?
No, I don't think anything changes. They can't do anything different.
Policy of missing people so that we know if this happens in the future, what action gets
taken? We count
taken?
To 60 Mississippi.
Yeah, 60 Mississippi, then what? You send out a rescue party.
Right.
I think the new policy is if something happens to any of us on the show.
What are you looking at me for?
That is better than the clips, better than it, right. go right there.
Yes.
And that person is forced to talk about
that
it.
That is the yeah. focus now.
I yeah. do not like that.
Well, but I should mention.
Well, 9 out of 10 times it'll be me, and then the other, like, you know, 1%. You guys can share that.
I should mention that we had a really good top 10 list this morning. Just wanted.
Yeah. So angry, AJ was so mad.
Yeah, good songs.
Good songs.
Oh, great songs.
So, and of course, they guessed 3 songs that we had sound bites for that Phil was supposed to play.
Right. I'm like, oh, can't wait, Phil. Right. Can't wait. Oh, Phil. Phil.
But I'm glad you're back.
I had him ready for
you. It made for a good show.
It did.
I'm glad you guys had a good show.
We had a great show.
Very entertaining.
Yeah, very entertaining.
Phil, one of the best.
Yeah, you know, Jason Page.
Yeah. Oh. And before all this happened, you know how you put a show together and then you make some side notes.
Right.
So you put a show together and then the side notes comes out in a meeting that we do. And I'll say anything else going on, and everyone will mention different things. AJ mentioned, well, I saw a ghost this morning. I wrote that down. I'm like, oh, this is definitely coming out. Mm-hmm. So something like that. So if Phil has a meltdown, that blows those things out.
We didn't
get a chance to talk
Absolutely.
About the ghost.
Right.
You saw this morning?
I saw a ghost this morning. I'm warming my truck up facing the street this morning about 2:30 in the
at
morning,
your house?
At my house.
Oh.
And ghost or a goat?
A ghost.
Oh, all right.
Was it a ghost of a goat?
No, my neighbor was inside.
A ghostly goat.
And I see... It's either a guy with blonde hair, like platinum blonde hair, or white hair.
How tall?
But abnormally, kind of like tall. But it was the way he was walking, kind of like bopping, like up and down. Like that.
Like his legs weren't the same length.
And I'm thinking, I'm like, all right, this person's pretty drunk. I'm like, well, he's getting home from a bar now. So I turn my lights on. I go down to the end of my driveway and I look in the direction. There's no one there. There's no one in the street.
Well, maybe he's passed out in the bushes.
No. Trust me, there are no bushes
He's
over there.
Dead now when
so
you get home, there's
he did not
crime
have enough
scene.
Time. Did not have enough time to get anywhere in any house, in any bushes, nothing. And I'm thinking to myself, it was a ghost. It was the way. What now? I'm thinking it wasn't really walking. It was kind of like
floating
down the street.
So what do you? What do you? How do you react after this?
I was like, I got goose pimples, and I came flying over here and took a poop.
So you leave your wife behind. It's like she
I had
to deal
poop.
With the ghost.
Exactly.
He probably locked himself out of hell.
Right.
Sorry, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to bring that up.
He was saying, where's Phil? I have his key. Yeah,
sorry, my demons trumped your ghost story.
That's okay. He'll be back. But yes, that's the first time I've seen a spirit.
That's scary.
Yeah.
You actually saw it.
I actually saw it. And they like I said, look almost like either a surfer dude or someone with like longer white hair.
How was he dressed?
That's just it. All like I saw was his head and like up to his shoulder. I wasn't really paying that much attention. And then all of a sudden I'm like, wow, that's kind of odd. And then I'm like, let me just see what the hell this is all about. And I look and he's gone.
Pull right out.
Yeah.
And then,
I mean,
Which side of your driveway should he have been on?
He should have been on the right-hand side, me facing.
There are bushes there.
Nothing.
In the front of your house, no?
No, this was out by the street. He was like around by where the sidewalk was.
Right.
Yeah, he was heading away from those bushes, heading down the street towards my neighbor.
Right, because you're known to like leave people falling in the street.
Right.
Remember?
Exactly, yeah.
Somewhere you're going to find out his neighbor had a heart attack, fell in the bushes, and he just drove by.
You're going to go home, and there's going to be yellow tape all over.
Yeah. It's like, it was the same guy from Dave's comedy show.
Hey, you guys playing tonight? Ooh. You know what goes with a chance? Woo.
That was a funny story. Another story Dave was going to tell on the air today, but... you know, other things happen. Yeah. Oh, is it some story about hookers
out
in New York?
Story.
The story got locked out.
You're really stretching the joke. Like, it's not even making sense here.
No, that's it.
It doesn't matter. See how you got a little rise out of it? Then I got it. That's all that meant.
The hookers.
Oh, the hookers.
Yeah, into the microphone. I'm pointing towards the microphone.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm just having fun now. I don't even care about the podcast. I'm like, having a good time. It doesn't matter. The hookers. Oh, this was a long time ago. We were kids, like 21, 22 maybe. And I used to own a DJ company, and we had all these DJs, and we would go into New York. Every time we got a new guy, it was his birthday or something, we'd go into the city and go party and go whatever. And this one kid, he was kind of a homely dude, you know, and he had never, and it got out that he was like 20, he is be about 22, and he never had partaken in any festivities with a woman.
22-year-old virgin.
22-year-old virgin, yeah. And if never you saw laid. Him, you'd understand why. And so what happened was is that we decided we would all kick in and purchase him a female for the evening.
A sexual surrogate.
Who was walking in on the, like, 11th Avenue. I don't know if you know in the city. There's an area there near the post office and stuff where they're all walking around. And we're shopping for one because you go around and asking rates like and how much hookers. And what do you get and everything. And so we finally found one that we could afford. It was like $50 or whatever. So like, oh, deal.
Bargain basement, yeah.
And she was tall. And he's like, all right. So there's like 4, 5, 6, 7 of us in his in his car. It was 4 in the back, 3 in the front. It was like a bench seat, I don't know, Chevy something or other.
Yeah.
And we all get out and the girl says, listen, you guys have to get out and I'll do my thing with him, but you could go wait across the street. And there's construction going on. There's a construction dumpster with all stuff inside of it. So we all climb up into the dumpster so we could watch the show. We all kicked in $10. We want to see what's going to happen.
Dinner and a movie, yeah.
So we're all watching. We have beers and everything. We're drinking. We're sitting up on the thing like at a Yankees game. And we're looking down. And so all of a sudden, one thing leads to another. He's sitting in the driver's seat. It was kind of cold out. It was like late fall. And the car's running. She straddles him, faces him. He's facing the steering wheel, and all of a sudden you see things moving. She's like grinding on him and stuff, and everything's going crazy. And we're watching, we're laughing, high five, and this is funny. And you can see the look on his face, like, "Oh my god, this is incredible." And as they're going, as things are getting heated up, a cop comes right next to the car, pulls right next, he gets on the PA, and goes, "All right, pull it out, Romeo." Just like that, I'll never forget this.
Oh,
what he
no.
said. He goes, "Pull it out, Romeo." All of a sudden, you hear the car go, because he's trying to throw her off of him, right? Because he's
she
scared.
Hits the horn.
No, he hits the accelerator, so he hits the gas pedal, and his like leg is like stuck on the gas, and this hooker's on top of him.
Right.
And you hear the car just go, and RPMs are
winding
out, redlining like crazy. So he throws this chick off, which later on turns out to be a dude. We didn't know because afterwards. When she comes out, you can see it go like this. And the way we walked away, it was a dude. So I guess they were getting ready to, I don't know where.
So didn't
he
get
was,
there
yeah,
yet.
He
was going to have to go, in the back door instead of the front, I guess. Right, I don't know what was going to happen.
And add a dick to me.
So all of a sudden, and I was driving his car. This was my buddy's car. And I drove because I knew my way around the city. He didn't.
I stole the car.
So he takes off. He drives away and leaves us. We're all in the dumpster watching this. We're hiding because they're the cop. Right. And now he leaves us in New York. And like, he don't know how to get anywhere. He's not going to be able to get back to us. So he goes and leaves, just going. We're like, oh, now what do we get? This is before cell phones. None of us had a cell phone. we're like, oh my God, we're stuck in New York City. You know what I mean? We don't really sit there, but now we're not laughing anymore.
Like, this movie's screwed.
This isn't funny anymore.
Yeah, so he leaves and like.
So you kind of feel like Phil.
Yeah, now I felt like
you're locked out.
Locked out of Connecticut.
And Brad's nowhere around.
So he finally comes back around and it's like 15 minutes later and he figured out how to keep going around, you know, because it's all blocks in New York. So finally he found his way back to us. We all get in, we're laughing and stuff like that. And he's like, oh man, that ain't funny, what happened? We're like, did you get laid? No, we were just about to. And we're like, dude, we think it was a dude anyway. So it's good that you didn't, you know?
Right, the cop helped you out.
The way she walked away was like, had a dude walk. So we're driving and we're going back and we're drinking beers. We're laughing about the whole thing. I pushed him over. I'm driving the car. He's in the middle. And we get to like maybe Stanford or so. And he's like, Dave, I go, what? He goes, what should I do? I said, do with what? He goes, the rubber. What do you mean the rubber? He goes, I'm still wearing it.
You want the rubber? Oh, my God.
She put it on him, I guess.
Oh, said, leave it next time.
He didn't know what to do. I go, what are you talking about? He goes, I'm still wearing it. I was like, oh, my
Hours
God.
Hours later.
Don't worry, it comes off in the wash.
He takes it off and throws it out the window. And we went out. that was a crazy night.
Oh, my God.
That was my hooker story.
That is nutty. Get it?
Was it nutty?
Okay. All right. Was it great? Anything else? Thank you for donating.
Yes, thank you.
During the radiothon, $146,000.
Good, you.
Incredible. Really something special. That's what I want to be known for. Like one of the things, you know?
Right.
Like when I'm gone.
Right.
You know? Like just helping people.
Right.
Yeah. So, really appreciate it.
Thank you.
It's always an event you look forward to. That place. I mean, just Pam and I were hanging out a little bit afterwards. You ducked out because I think you had to meet somebody. But we were talking to some of the people that work there. And we're like, when you come and do this event, not just the people that work there love being there, but the patients just even coming back. Like you can see sometimes just like how they speak about their, you know,
experiences
there. And it's just, it's held in the highest rate. They talk about them like family.
Yeah.
You know, and like to do that about a hospital is unbelievable.
You don't leave there thinking you have any problems.
No.
You talk to a kid with a shaved head and you realize everything I'm bitching about is really irrelevant.
Yeah.
It is an attitude adjustment. And then on top of that, you're doing something good.
Right.
It's, exactly. You know, there's not a better day than that one.
I say to people all the time, when somebody's going bitching about something, I go, listen, there's somebody that just found out they got a few weeks to live.
Right.
I go, that's a problem. I said, whatever you're going on. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, so when that guy called today, he was from Middlebury at his house, Rob, and as bad as that was, I wanted to say to him, we were with some kids that were 4 or 5 years old, I mean, facing some serious stuff,
right.
And had a happy face on.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You
know,
so.
Love life,
can't complain, man. We got a perfect life, no matter what.
Exactly.
Right. Oh, and I have a birthday shout-out.
Okay. Oh, birthday shout-out. Yeah, no, I was good.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Yeah. It's Donna from the chat room.
Donna. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy you came out of a vagina day.
Yay.
That's right.
Or she could have come out the C-section part. I think it's the stomach.
Happy you came out of a lesion day.
Like leaving a window.
Happy getting pushed out of a vagina day.
Or, yeah, right. Some sort of body.
Right. Normal womb service.
Some sort of body.
Body part.
Part.
Some sort of
part.
Happy birthday, Donna. That was our awkward, strange way to wish you a happy birthday.
Wasted the card.
Thank you, Donna. We love you.
Hey, she could have been a blowjob, so be happy she's here.
This is true.
That's true. Right. There's another way to look at that, Donna.
There's another way, see?
Could have been a different cavity.
They've given everybody perspective today.
That's right. That's the Week in Review podcast. I'm Chaz. That's AJ.
See ya.
Pam's over there.
Bye bye.
Phil's over there.
Yeah.
Thank you, Dave Riley.
Thank you.
Oh, I got a piece of it on my shoulder.
Follow us on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and please subscribe to our podcasts on iTunes and make comments because then when people search for us, it comes up.
All right?
Help us. Help you. Thank
you. The Chaz and AJ Week in Review. Download every Friday and tune in again to the live show Monday morning starting at 5:30 a.m.
When the world is calling, whether it's sunny beaches, global cities, or boardrooms that can't wait, getting there starts here. With over 55 nonstop destinations, a new nonstop to Montreal on Air Canada, and 20 nonstop flights a day to New York City, Columbus makes travel simpler, smarter, and closer than you think. Start your trip at flycolumbus.com.